Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I need to cancel a monthly subscription I have with one of your products.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get the account pulled up for you.
Okay.
All right, and what's your shipping zip code?
79705.
All right, first and last name?
Jerry Gomez.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
2209 Humble, Midland, Texas, 79705.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like it's showing. Hold up. Give me 1 second. My computer's a little slow here. Let's see. All right. So it looks like here I do see you signed up for the Cetoflex, which is the diet pills. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so would you like to continue receiving that product at a 30-day hold with a 25% refund off in the future?
A 30-day hold?
Yeah, like that means if you put it on a 30-day hold, we'll give you whatever we build you, we'll give you a 25% refund, and then you'll be put on hold for 30 days.
Is there any way to do 60 days?
Yeah, we got a 60-day hold.
Okay, do the 60-day hold.
You want to do the 6 day? All right, let me get that set up for you. And then we'll do the 35% refund. Give me 1 second. So let me see. It's been, let me go here so I can do your hold. Let's see. Just 1 second. So have you liked the product? Has it been working for you?
Yes. Just, sometimes I forget. I went out of town for a week and I forgot it. So it happened a couple of times like that. And so I have like almost a jar and a half that I haven't even used since I was out of town. So
I see. So you're just like, you're just like, oh, I need to use that up. So yeah,
I know. It's just like, I just don't want to keep coming. I had one thing that kept coming. Well, actually, it's for my dog. It kept coming, and I forget to give it to him, and it's just like keeps adding up and have like 6 jars
Lord.
over this past year that we haven't gone through. And so, And I was like, I don't want to be like him. So that's where
you got
I am.
That. All right.
Yeah, so
I'm telling you, nobody wants to have weight on them. Let me tell you, and I know during the pandemic, I have been eating up. When I say everything, I mean I've been in the house. I mean, I promise you, every day I'm like, what do I want for dinner? Like, I'll be at work, just what do I want for dinner? Like, my mind just focused on what am I going to cook when I get off?
Yeah, and that's what because my wife, I usually cook. Well, I cook Monday through Friday, and she does the weekends because her job just. I mean, she leaves at 5 in the morning, and she doesn't get back until about 6 or 7.
Oh, good Lord.
So, yeah, so I cook during the week, and, yeah, so I'm like that. I'm like, oh, what am I going to cook this week? Today. So, and I hate getting in the little where I'm picking something up. So, but this week I've actually got cooking every week, so today I'm making pancakes. So,
oh well, that's good. Easy. I love pancakes. Homemade pancakes.
Yeah, homemade pancakes. I do the wet and the dry, and then mix them together, and then little bacon, little sausage. So.
Oh, that's good. You're doing it good. I mean, I love homemade bread. Oh my God, I could eat pancakes, eggs, and sausage like every morning. I don't even have time to do that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I promise you, I don't.
Yeah. I've only, since all this pandemic stuff, I work in the oil field and it's really dropped off to nothing. So I've actually cut myself back to just working 3 days. So I'm off an extra Wednesday and Friday. So, but
are you?
How that goes. Yeah. So, I mean, I get paid the same whether I'm there or not, but it's just, why be there when I'm just looking at stuff, just going crazy instead of, you know, I can be home doing other stuff for the kids. So.
Oh, I don't blame. Oh, you talking about for the holiday?
No, just in general. I mean, stuff. I mean, like the kids are, you know, getting their stuff ready because they're busy in the afternoon. So.
Oh, okay.
So I get off at, and when I do work, I get off. I only work 8 to 2:30 every when I do work. So, but I pretty much take care of the girls. So I got 3 girls. So.
Oh well, that's good that you do that.
Yeah. So and then mom gets home at, like it's at 6 or 7, and deal with her. So. So,
I know you're doing. Yeah, I can say with this pandemic, you're right. It's the pandemic going on. It's a lot. Like I said, I've gotten, you know, lazy and got out of exercise and walking, going to the gym, just cooking and going to work and doing schoolwork all the time is what my life consists of now. That's the only thing that I do. It's schoolwork. Is a sick. I got 3 jobs. House, cooking, my regular job, and now my kid's school.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because virtual, that's, uh-huh.
Yeah, very virtual. It was, like, crazy for a while, and then we finally got into back to the school, and seems to be okay, but I just read an article today saying that they may shut down another 4 to 6 weeks right after Thanksgiving, so.
But you know what? This is what doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to go to school because they're doing everything. The only difference is you're actually in the class with the teacher. They're still doing everything on the computer. They want the kids to navigate and take the test. So what's the point?
Exactly.
So just let them stay at home.
Exactly. That's I feel the same way. I mean, if they're going to do that, you might as well stay at home. At least, you know, we don't have to worry about dragging them and taking them and pulling them and everything else, because yeah, they're right there at the house. So, yeah, I agree.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, because my thing is, I mean, I understand that kids do learn better when the teacher's in front of them, but you got to think, still, but they're doing all this on the computer. So, to me, that's still kind of taken away from you teaching them because you really want them to do everything online. So, I mean, how are you really helping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see how they thought that was a bright idea. See, I guess what was, they had put all that work into it, like getting it set up. So I guess they figured, well, screw this. We're not just going to, you know, do all this
yeah,
and then come back to school for nothing. And now they're going to write on paper like, no, forget this. They're staying on this computer. So they probably was like, yeah, we're going to just keep that. But I guess in a sense, if it was going to make it hard.
Yeah. Hello? 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 Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
The phone just went out. Could you hear me? I kept saying, hello, hello.
Oh, I was doing the same thing on this end. I was like, hello, hello.
I was saying
hello?
The same thing.
And I was like 2 seconds shy of this. I was like, oh, I don't want to hang up. But
me too.
I was just walking around that. I was walking that right around the house, and I was like, hello, hello. And I was like, I don't want to because I hate to lose that. So
no, you're fine, but I got you set up. You got the 60-day hold. the 35% off refund. So like I said, the refund, that'll go back within 3 to 5 days. You got the 60-day hold whenever you want to. Like I said, just call them in your hold. If you want to cancel it, cancel it. Or if you want to do another hold, you can.
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate your time.
All right. Well, you're so welcome, sir. Thank you for calling Love It's Habits. Have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have a great Thanksgiving and a good Christmas.
All right. You too, sir.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.